Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
My name is Doug, and I love musicals.
Yeah, we love musicals.
You did it. That's right, you guys. I'm so excited for the 30th time that we've done this show here in the Gramercy Theater. It's taken us 23 years, but we've done it 30 times. And so for the very first time, I'm going to get to present an episode that literally is Doug Loves Musicals. Take your disappointment and shove it if you're not into musicals. It's Sunday, August 7th, 2016, and we're in New York City! The best name tags in the world come from New York City. Donald Trump wants name tags to come from China. That's so funny. They brought the house lights up and gave me the idea to ask to see the name tags, and then they turned them down as soon as you guys started lifting up your name tag. Holy crap. It's like you guys in the balcony know that you don't have a shot at all. You're just like, we're going to get there a few minutes before showtime, and we'll just sit up in the balcony. We won't have any signs. But, oh boy, are there some crazy-ass signs. So we got Return of the Living Dead Part 2, but you just change it to Part Paul? Return of the Living Dead Part 2 Paul. Return of the Living Paul? That's what that's supposed to be? And you know, do you know that I'm in that film?
Yes.
Okay, that's why you did that. You just don't see a lot of people excited about that movie. And it's a really elaborate thing you got there. You got a scary head on top. It's just not befitting the episode I'm about to present of this show. It's a lot of violence in this crowd, but fucking Les Miserables, you really nailed it, dude. Show everybody that thing. It's hilarious. It's like, what if this dude was the Castle in the Cloud girl, Cosette. My New York brand is Crisis. My Crisis. Doug brand, Crisis. Oh, God damn it. I'm just going to go around. I'm just going to, okay, shut up. I'm going to, no, I know what movie it's, he's like, it's our brand is Crisis, but I changed it to Crisis. I'm just going to do, for the sake of this special episode, I'm just going to find the musical ones. And this woman over here changed Cats to Gnats. Which would never have gotten chosen on a regular episode of this show. But you have a shot tonight. And there's lots of great ones out there, so thank you all for bringing them. And to my friend in the front row, who always brought, in the early days, he brought a Spuds McKenzie doll, I guess you'd call it, a stuffed Spuds McKenzie. And, you know, did it ever get picked?
Yeah.
It got picked? Well, good for you. But he was asking me for hints about the guests tonight on Twitter, and I said, I'm not going to give you any hints, Spuds. And then he said he might bring Spuds back tonight, and then he didn't. Yeah, another great story. It's time for Doug Plugs. This Thursday, August 11th, Doug Loves Movies returns to Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles. And on Saturday, I'm so excited about this. I wish you guys could be there. I'm going to be in San Francisco interrupting Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery in The Rock. We're going to be in the Castro Theater, and the car chase is going to go zooming by the outside of the theater in the film. And I cannot wait for it. It might be my favorite movie of both of those actors. And we'll see if it holds up. It's the gigantic Castro Theater, I already said that, at 420. Earlier that day, they're going to show, just for fun, they're going to show The Great Muppet Caper. And then, yeah. I think Dave Goles, who does the voice of Gonzo, was going to be there. And then after my show is one of those found footage festivals where people bring a bunch of fucked up shit you don't want to see. I certainly wouldn't want to see a musical called Gnats. That sounds horrible. Just all buzzing around your face. I hate it when the cats come out into the audience and cats. I'm just like, get that costume away from me. I haven't seen Cats in like 30 years, probably. I'll check it out again. I don't care. Boo! Boo, Cats! Cats, you suck! For more details and links and whatnot and tickets for my shows, go to DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. So not only did everyone here tonight get in attendance who bought a ticket, they got a commemorative poster for the occasion. And is there free popcorn too? Okay, good. I just looked around and see anybody eating popcorn. I'm like, oh shit, maybe they welched on the popcorn. Maybe they reneged on the popcorn, but that's great. So enjoy the popcorn and the posters. And you guys get one more thing tonight. Oh shit. I made that too. That was too Oprah-esque. Like it's going to be the most amazing thing. Let's not get crazy. It's a pretty good thing. I think a lot of you will like it. I'm going to guess 60% of you will like this. If you just go queue up right after this show, you guys get the first chance to buy tickets for the East Coast 12 Guests of Christmas. Right here at the Gramercy on Monday, November 28th. So check your calendars. It's the Monday after Thanksgiving, so you'll come back from wherever you were, and you'll be like, oh shit, life sucks again. And then you'll come out and watch me argue with 12 people. 12 angry men and women. Yeah, so just go right outside afterwards, and also no service fees. And I think 12 Guests of Christmas, I didn't run this by anybody, but I think it's $25 tickets, and so the service fees are probably like $4. So you guys will get them for 21, I think. Anyway, also on sale soon or now, wish you guys could be there, the 12 Guests of Christmas West Coast edition
And that's out at Largo in L.A. on December 13th. And I think last year I might have thrown down the East Coast one was better gauntlet on behalf of the audience and the guests that I had on stage. Everyone was more polite. Everyone spoke when spoken to. Let's look in the prize bag. I've got a nice tote from the Traverse City Film Festival. I was just there, had a wonderful time. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. This is crazy. I was on a VH1 special where I had to talk about the 100 greatest songs of the 90s. And this is just 46 minutes long, and it's clips, just clips from the 100 greatest songs of the 90s. I almost kept this one. If I had a DVD player, I would have kept it. But I don't have one. So I just think that'd be just fun to put on at a dumb party or something. You know? Because songs, who wants to hear the whole song of anything? A cookie from my hotel. A pipe from Peacemaker, only used once. I think somewhere in here is a guitar pick from the band Dirty Heads. And then, because it's the 30th show here at the Gramercy, and I do appreciate you guys coming every show, selling out every show. It's always fun. Sometimes we get to add shows. Possibly we will in the November show. But a previous sponsor of this show was kind enough to send me, and I just don't, maybe you'll know why I don't like it as soon as I pull it out. It's not that I don't like it, but it's just a beautiful black watch from Movement. It's just really nice, and I'm just not a watch wearer. I take my phone out of my pocket when I want to know what time it is. But anybody that wears a watch, this is a really nice thing, so I didn't want to just sit in my home.
I'll take it.
Okay, I'm going to give it to that guy. That's all I was looking for, was someone to yell, "I'll take it." I'll take that off your hands. Don't take that watch to a shelter. I'll just adopt it right now. I saw, I was kind of a crusader for shutting down SeaWorld, and now I might have a new thing because I saw at the Traverse City Film Festival a documentary that I believe is on Netflix currently called The Champions, and it's all about the dogs that, survived and were rescued from Michael Vick's shitty dog fighting ring. And I don't know why I laugh when I say it, but... just because it's just like, what can you do? Because it's just so horrible. But the movie's not about, you don't see any dog fighting or anything, but it's about these dogs that got rescued. And I at the film festival, I got to meet one of the dogs that got rescued. And it was like so much better than meeting a celebrity. So much more emotional. So anyway, plus we've got whatever stuff the guests brought for the gift bag tonight. And I've seen all four of my guests this evening in Broadway shows. On Broadway. And two of those shows are still running, and we'll talk to them about that. Please give a big, warm welcome to Alex Brightman, Julia Madison, Brad Oscar, and Laura Benanti.
Yeah.
What a group.
Good evening.
Thank you for being here, all of you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We're gonna meet you individually now, if that's okay. First of all, let's say hello to, on the far end over there, it's Laura Benanti.
Woo! Hi. Hello.
Tony winner for Gypsy.
Yep.
Nominee for She Loves Me this year.
Win. Yep, didn't
this
win.
This year.
Yep.
And probably the greatest credit a person can have, playing a dual role on the CW Supergirl.
Yeah.
Allura and Alastra. What are their names?
And Alastra.
Alastra.
No, she's just...
Alastra girl?
Just laxatives. Allura and Astra.
They're, Astra,
They're sisters. One is evil and one is good.
I think I know the difference every time I watch. That's how good you are.
Yeah, because one has a white stripe in her hair. They're like, the evil one should have something physically different. I'm like, oh, I couldn't possibly do it with my acting. Yeah, but you probably know me from the Melania thing from Colbert.
Oh, yeah, I should have mentioned that. I apologize.
No, that's like the only thing people know me from.
That's a pretty sweet thing to know you from.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty hilarious and politically helpful.
You're welcome.
Yeah, anything making fun of Trump, I love it. I'm down with it. But enough of it. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the wonderful world of musical theater. She Loves Me is not playing anymore because it was a limited run to begin with that got extended briefly.
Yeah, it got extended, but they did record it, and there was it was the first musical to be live streamed all over the world or country.
Yeah, there was one performance that you just did it live, and people could pay and watch it.
Yeah, and then in November it's going to be in movie theaters, so it's kind of like a
movie. Oh, I'm going to see that.
It's kind of like being in a movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to see it in a movie theater, and the whole time go, I saw it live once. You guys aren't as good as I am, but it's still fun to see it again.
And that's where you can feel free to check your phones while you're watching it in the movie theater rather than in the actual fucking theater.
How dare you? You don't check your phones even in a movie theater.
That's what I'm saying. That was the joke I was making.
Oh, okay. let's meet another new guest to the show, but I've been friends with her for a while. I'm very happy to get her involved tonight. It's Julia Madison, everybody.
Yeah. How's it going?
Let's just jump right to best known for. What is that commercial where you're so excited about yogurt that you like kick your foot in the air?
Oh, it's the Yoplait Greek Taste Off.
There you go.
Yes, I was the Yoplait girl for a while. I've graduated. I'm currently in a TD Bank commercial where I say the pens are free. So look out for me. Yes, commercial money.
I liked it so much better for a second there because I thought you said pants.
Pants are free.
I was like, that's a crazy commercial.
Good deal.
Get free pants at the bank.
I would change.
TD Bank, though, is like, is that only in New York?
I think it's like East Coast.
Yeah, I don't even feel like it's
not
creeps
as,
down
not
the
as
coast.
Not as big as the Yoplait. It's a downgrade.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I love TD
I probably
Bank.
Use their ATMs every once in a while because, you know, sometimes you just pay the service
convenience.
Charge.
Yeah.
You know, you just do it.
Whatever, $2.50.
They get rid of the penny arcade.
What?
TD Bank users, they got rid of, bullshit. They got rid of the penny arcade.
I don't understand what's happening. So I met Julia in a rather peculiar way because I was watching the Broadway show Godspell over at the Circle in the Square Dealey. And... in the round, and it's rather, it's, you know, it's intimate theater. Fun Home is there now, closing September 10th. And I'm just going to show off everything I know about
I love it
current
more
theater.
Than I do.
And, but so, I was watching Godspell, and she was in it. She was an understudy for an actress who couldn't be in that performance. I didn't know the difference. I was just watching it. And she came over and touched my face during her big song.
I did.
She walked up into the audience and just reached out and touched my face.
I did. Classic friendship tale. That's how we met.
And what did you say? Yeah, the show was going on, you guys. She was the center of attention, came over, touched my face, said something about my beard or something.
I think you had a mustache at that point, like a handlebar.
Probably like
mutton
a goatee,
chops
maybe?
Or something. Yeah, I think I said something about that.
Yeah, I think you put the back of your hand on my face.
Oh, you remember the details. Like, very,
it's something
very intimate.
And it's something about a beard, you know?
Yeah.
And then, but it was really, it's a funny song. You say a lot of funny things in that song.
Yeah, it was a fun show because during the song, I got to every night make up new jokes and mess with people in the audience. And two buddies in the show and I, we all recognized you. And so I was going through the Rolodex of things that I could reference and I just went for a, you know, plain old facial hair joke.
Yeah.
Classic.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was just like references to other Broadway shows and stuff. Speaking of that, we're going to get to a guy who's in a show that's all about that. And so that was great that we met there and we tweeted at each other and we've been friends ever since.
Yep, and almost 5 years.
Oh, four. Shit.
It's been a long time.
That's probably around the time, you know, the first show we did here at the Gramercy was probably around that time.
Yeah.
Maybe even that same weekend. But yeah, so thanks for being here. And before we get to Alex, we got one more newbie, one more first-time guest on the show. It's Brad Oscar, everybody. Probably best known for, have you been on every version of Law & Order?
No, just two.
Two of them? Two out of, how many have there been?
Two
five,
of the three.
Four?
Well, I guess there are, yeah. I just consider, you know, Vanilla, SUV, and Criminal Intent, right? Yeah,
so order Vanilla.
Vanilla. Everyone's been on Vanilla, pretty much, because that's just the, yeah. Yeah, and then I did another Vanilla, and I was cut from it, and I still get like a $1.62 check in the mail every couple months. Yeah, oh, it's so lucrative, this business. I tell you, please, I'd kill to say, I want the pens, I like the pens. Give me some pens, fuck me with pens.
Exactly how much I sounded, it's true.
No, you can't swear on this podcast.
I'm sorry.
No, you can fucking swear.
Oh,
he's
God,
just,
thank God.
He's just dicking around.
Back. All right, sorry. Back on task.
But you are Tony nominated as well this year for a show that you've been in for, or you were nominated last year.
Last year, yes.
For a show that you're still participating in called Something Rotten.
Something Rotten. Yes.
Which I've raved about on this very stage because it's super fun. It's like finally somebody's taken down Shakespeare.
Yeah, that,
and
exactly.
It's really, the show really fucks with Shakespeare. And if you've always been like me and like Shakespeare is the part of theater that you tolerated instead of loved, it's such a fun show.
Yeah, exactly.
I really just felt the same way as the lead character. God damn it, I hate Shakespeare. And but he's got a lot of great reasons for hating him. I'm not smart enough to hate him for the right reasons. So it's very entertaining. And you play the... what's the name of your character?
Wacky soothsayer, the nephew of Nostradamus, Thomas Nostradamus.
Thomas Nostradamus.
Thomas Nostradamus.
Who, I wouldn't guess that.
Yeah, who gets things sort of mostly right. But only sort of mostly, and therein lies the fun.
Yeah, yes. And you, a guy comes to you and says, "Help me write a play as good as Shakespeare," and you, you help him out.
Yeah.
That's a, it's really fun. And you were telling me backstage that like the cast, there's been a lot of cast changeover.
Yeah, we just because we've been running we've very gratefully been running for over a year now, almost a year and a half. Yeah, we had some big cast changes. A lot of people have moved on to do other stuff. So yeah, it's a whole new show in many ways, and yet, as I was telling these guys, they're all really well cast. We have an extraordinary group of actors in this city, especially musical theater performers, who are at the top of their game, all of whom are sitting up here as well, my God. And so yeah, it's been really fun to get to play now with new people, all of whom are really well cast and well suited for their roles, but sort of doing their take, but still within the spirit of the show, and watching the show play in a whole different way, and yet in the same way, still bring the same joy and get the same laughs.
And what do you do during those huge stretches of time where you're not on stage?
Oh, gee. Well, I climb the stairs to and from my dressing room.
Right, which they all do in every theater here. The dressing rooms are fucked up here.
Woeful, yeah. Well, these theaters are 100 years old, so, I usually watch baseball. I hope there's a game on, and I usually watch a game. Sort of that distracts me, or play a little
solitaire. If someone comes and grabs you, right, you don't need to be listening for a line.
No, we hear the show. The show's on the monitor. You hear the show. It's there. So, yeah, it's your responsibility to, yes, yeah, you can't. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I miss my cue?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I was hoping the Mets could win a game. Yeah. Oh, boy. So, anyway, yeah. But, the show goes by pretty quick. I don't have that much downtime, even though I have a lot of offstage time, between doing this and doing that by the time you get in. So, yeah,
it's really fun. I love that show. I'm gonna come see it again. Speaking of shows I'm gonna see again, let's hear it for Alex Brightman, everybody. Yeah.
Double gulp.
I saw you, Tony nominee, in School of Rock, and you are now threatening to leave, I hear.
I've threatened
to leave. Unless they pay you more money. No.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Your contract is up.
Yeah, November 6th.
You don't hold out for more money in theater. You just, your contract's done.
There's you get no to go money do to hold out else. For, really.
Yeah, really.
You just do it, and it'll be a year, pretty much. And it's taxing on my body and voice, so I'm going to move on to things that are as fun and less taxing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you got a great understudy, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have, I think, 19 understudies now, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. And when's your last performance?
November 6th.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going tomorrow night.
Are you really? That's going to be a...
You better be on tomorrow night.
I'm on tomorrow night.
If I show up and they make that announcement or that little piece of paper falls out of my program, I will fucking flip a switch.
Well, here's a funny thing is that I had a show tonight, but I got a personal day to be here. So
oh.
I'm supposed to be there. So, you know.
But this airs late.
If anyone asks, I wasn't, I'm not there.
Are they not?
They're recording this.
And also, oh, they are, yeah.
Yeah, you know, people are going to hear
this. Yeah, you're in trouble, buddy. But they're not, are they allowed to, they're not allowed to ask what you need your personal day for? Is this personal?
Yeah, it's personal.
Yeah. Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
I've seen, Laura, I've seen you apologize to people on Twitter for missing a performance. Because they probably go out of their minds at you on Twitter now that that's a possibility.
Wait, so I didn't hear the last thing you said?
You know, now that they can tweet at you.
Yeah.
You know, the first Broadway shows you were in, you probably didn't, no one could write to you right when you didn't show up and say, why aren't you there?
Yeah, they'd have to write a letter that I then would
yeah,
read.
They have to mail
right.
it.
But yeah, when people tweet at you and they're like, I'm super disappointed that you weren't in, I feel bad, you know. But at the same time, it's like I'm a human being. And yeah, well, no, I actually don't, sir. You don't know me very well. That's clearly someone who's never met me.
Somebody just said, get a life!
Yeah, yeah.
Or oh, then you do know me. Okay, yes. If it was get a life, then yes, you do.
He's very angry on your behalf.
No, it's like sometimes you get sick, you know, and you're just a person. And for me, especially in this show, it was such a difficult role and such difficult singing. And if you're sick, you're sick. I don't want to show up and get the other cast members sick, and then they're out too. So.
Or also, like, you can't imagine watching a Broadway show and somebody's like a coughing fit or sneezes or something. Like, that's just,
so many,
what the hell's going on?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel two ways about it. You would pay a lot of money to see somebody on Broadway, and I don't want to see somebody who is struggling through a song. I would rather see a really amazing understudy who's, like, giving it their all. So, yeah, I've apologized to people on Twitter. I've also yelled at people on Twitter for being mean to me about it.
I often feel, you know, I mean, we don't complain, but no other sport, no other art, ballet, opera, dance, you know, baseball players play almost every day, I guess, in different kinds, but nobody else does with their body and their voice and their physical and their psyche and their emotional state, because it is a very live experience. Nobody does that 8 times a week.
It's a lot.
You know, and we do, and we accept that. It's part of the deal. I get it. But, I mean, that's why there are times when the body just goes down and you can't, for whatever reason that might be, you know. And I think nobody hates it more than us. I know that I hate it. I mean,
yes.
You know, I hate to have to call, you know, I sit there thinking, oh, well, now this is happening. And, oh, now they're doing that number. And I wonder how my understudy's doing, you know.
But you can turn the sound on in your baseball game.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And drink while I'm watching it.
Or when you're at home, not at the show, you just put the soundtrack on and play in the background of watching baseball.
That would be
really
so sad.
Relaxes
that would be
you.
So sad. So sad.
All right, so let's get into what you guys brought for the old prize bag tonight. We'll start with Alex because he's got his own bag in his hand here.
All right. I brought a couple of things. I brought my favorite candy, dots.
I want the dots.
Yep. I brought my... There's a bunch of favorites. I brought my favorite character from The Walking Dead, Morgan.
I don't like what he's about to do. Oh, Morgan.
Morgan.
Thought you said Negan.
No, not Negan.
Negan.
No. Not Negan. Morgan, the man with the stick. I brought a book that's been on my shelf for a long time. Called Sherlock Holmes versus Dracula. And then the last thing I brought, which is bookmarking this, is from 1993. I just moved, so I bought a bunch of things. Is 1993 from the Flint Center in De Anza College in Cupertino, California, when I saw David Copperfield for $17.50, and he signed my ticket stub. So.
You're giving that away? Oh, now it's gone.
Priceless.
You know, Copperfield does the big tricks. I do little tiny ones. That's really something amazing to give up like that.
I mean, I don't.
You sure you don't want to keep that?
How much do you think that's
worth? Because also, Copperfield's signature is bullshit.
Yeah.
He just takes a magic marker
and draws. Signature on David Copperfield.
He draws the rings around Saturn and calls that an autograph.
Magic marker?
Shut up!
Get a life!
That was a good joke, sir.
Yeah.
It was a good one. Tweet it to me tomorrow. People write to me all the time stuff like, why didn't you say magic marker when you were talking about the pen? Oh, man, yeah, you're right. I should have said it. Julia, what do you got?
Well, I have some mango high chews.
Yeah!
I've been dabbling in these as of late. They're quite delicious. I have a weird lips bottle opener. This was a stocking stuffer at Christmas time, so it's from my parents to you.
I love your parents thought you would enjoy that.
Why would I, right? So trendy. And I have some light up Happy New Year glasses. And notice it doesn't have the specific year, so these babies could last you every New Year's till you die. That's what I have.
I don't like those ones anyway, where the two
they're
and the
horrible.
Zero are the circles around your
I'm happy
your eyes.
To get rid of them, to be honest.
Yeah, this
but
is pretty
they're
awesome.
They're great.
Great stuff.
And an American
Thank
Apparel
you.
Bag.
Yeah, yeah, in a...
If anyone wants that.
Smut shop bag. Or are they going out of business, American Apparel? Let's give them a plug.
I feel like they've been having some trouble.
What?
I feel like I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, they're bankrupt or something. Brad, what do you got?
I have a beautiful limited edition Something Rotten notepad that were made for the opening night of Something Rotten by my husband. So we got one of these. And, oh, wow, this. Get ready.
Uh-oh.
This from last weekend. You know, Bernadette Peters does this Broadway Barks thing in Schubert Alley to adopt pets. It's a great cause. It's a great cause. But I have to say, the last couple years, their artwork for the event is unbelievably shit. Last year, the poster looked like Cujo. It was like, come to Broadway Barks. I was like, God, no, please, no. This year, this is great. And here it can
they
be
got
yours.
It together.
The T-shirt from this year's Broadway Barks. All of the lovely animals are dressed as characters from Hamilton.
Yes!
It does not get any better than this. So there you go. Yeah, I mean, yeah, someone
good,
thought of this and said, yeah, let's
shirt.
Do that. Let's put them in, yeah.
There's a lot of terror in their eyes.
That sounds way better.
I gladly and with love hand that.
There we go. All right, I don't know, you know, I'm sorry, Laura, that you have to follow that, but...
It's rough.
No, I think this
no,
is...
No, it's rough.
I have a feeling that they're going to like what you brought.
I have to say, up until about 45 minutes ago, I literally had no idea what this was. I said yes because I think you are hilarious and I'd love to super high me, and I was like, sure, I don't know what it is, but I'll do it. So then I'm listening to it, and I'm like, oh, shit, this is... genuinely about movies, which I know nothing about. There's a contest involved. I hate contests, and I'm terrible at them. And I was like, what can I bring? Like, no one in this audience is going to want, like, a CD from a musical. Did not know it was all about musicals at all. So I brought a $25 gift card from Starbucks. And a lightsaber.
Did I tell you that that would go over all right?
What?
Yeah. I told you brought the right thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm just going to find the gift card.
Oh, she's got to find the card.
I'm like your Nana right now. It's in here. You know it's in here.
And she exited.
Oh, I love this thing. I love the way it shoots out.
That's when Jonah.
Oh, I don't want to break it, though. I don't want to break it.
Wait, but where legitimately is it?
Just from looking at the
all
front
right,
row.
You can look for it for a while. I know how ladies' purses are.
All these
you're reaching in there down to China. So many bags
I'll
tonight.
I'll find it. Nobody panic.
People, Broadway people know how to bring a gift.
Some of you people in the first three rows got so genuinely psyched for that lightsaber. It was so
joy.
Embarrassing
That's
to watch up
joy.
Here. It was like, it was not fake, like, woo, it was like... It's insane. It does not make me feel comfortable with the rest of the generations of this, whatever. Yeah.
Well, you know, these people have a shot at winning this thing.
Right.
So, you know, it's pretty exciting.
It's in a plastic bag.
I feel like it's
backstage.
Like $3 out of something. All right, anyway.
It's in the back?
It's backstage.
All right, can somebody from the...
Sorry.
Can you tell them where to go to get it?
Yeah, it's in a plastic bag, a plastic Dwayne Reed bag backstage.
Can you go look
also
for that?
Totally your grandma. It's just in one of my plastic bags.
With my sour balls. Yeah. Don't forget
Wait,
my
sour balls.
Wait,
there is sour balls in there, and I'm not joking. Like, legit, bring those out, too. I will share that shit with everyone.
Is it this Dwayne Reed bag?
No.
Oh, no, that's
it's
just an extra from
American Beauty.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. We finish each other's sandwiches. There it is.
Legitimately. Wait, where the fuck is it? Oh, my God. It's Wait, in there. Where's my husband? tell them I bought it.
Tell my husband I love him. I might not get out of here alive.
I can't find it. I'm gonna have to look.
All right, you
give him your Amex.
All right. There's about as much on it. That's like $25.
I seriously think that everyone would be sad if you couldn't find the lightsaber. I don't think they care that much about the $25
I'm
at Starbucks.
Sad about the gift
what
card.
Can you get for $25 at Starbucks? Like a grande and a
lightsaber.
A lightsaber.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, if you ever find it, we'll forward it to the winner tonight.
All right.
We'll make sure they get taken care of. Before we get to the game portion of the show, the contest that you're worried about. Because you can't even focus on a contest right now anyway.
I'm sorry, I'm going through my plastic bag.
That's so funny. I do that stuff all the time, but it's just with my pockets.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my pockets! The best thing that's ever happened to me.
So when I say that tonight's all about musicals, what I'm really driving at is movie musicals, because I grew up on movie musicals. I didn't see my first Broadway show until I was in my 20s. And finally got out to New York, and the first thing I saw was some boring thing just because Al Pacino was in it. But I digress. You guys have all... it's called Chinese Coffee.
Oof.
Yeah.
Sounds boring. Lord.
It was like a two-man thing, and one of them was going, ha-ha!
Exactly.
So...
That could be
that
Pacino or an Asian guy,
by the way. Yeah.
And I learned nothing from that experience. I went and saw Al Pacino in a one-man show after that. Like, let's get rid of that other guy. Saw him in Huey. But anyway, you guys, what movie musicals, let's shift the show over to movie musicals. You must also have some that inspired you in your careers. Let's start with Alex. I'll just answer for you. School of Rock.
Nope.
Julia.
No.
I'm kidding.
Not a movie musical, really.
But I like to call it a musical.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I like that the songs from the movie are in the musical, but
yes.
The new songs in the musical are as good. And shockingly, like, I don't think of... Andrew Lloyd Webber as being like able to write that sort of thing, but he did. He nailed it, man.
My favorite movie musical that shaped me was the craziest thing still I've ever seen, the Who's Tommy, the movie with the Jack Nicholson and Tina Turner and Roger Daltrey. Insane.
Yeah,
watched it way too young.
Yeah, me as well. Like, I'll never get over Anne Margaret rolling around on
in
a
beans.
Sofa full of beans.
Yeah.
Just like sofa cushions that are white, and she's rolling around and just covered in beans.
Beans and soap.
Like baked beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, the soap didn't bother me so much. Something to get all those beans off of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a trippy-ass movie.
It's great.
And then did you ever see the Broadway version of
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like that? Or
yeah.
Did you ever play in it?
That was my second Broadway musical I ever saw, and Michael Cerveris changed my life. I was at the stage door, and... And he came down and reached, I was like 8 or 9 years old, and he said, is this your first Broadway show? And I lied, because I saw Cats and didn't like it. And written by my boss. And then I saw Tommy, and so that was like my first one that like really kind of struck home. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, thanks for coming to my show. It means the world to me. And so that I now do at every stage door. Everyone times someone's first Broadway show, I say the same thing. It's just, and I only say that so I can maybe get extra points later in this show.
But also now you know what to say to him to see if he's telling the truth or not.
Just come tomorrow night.
This is my first
show. I don't give a shit.
I'm gonna try it tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna yell it during your curtain call. It's my first Broadway show. Except for seeing this one before. I was like a talking dog there, I think. Yeah, that guy.
That was like a fake laugh. I feel like that's not a real human. No, it was? Okay, that's a person.
We got all kinds of laughs here on this show. It's really delightful. But I was going to follow something up. Oh, what's his name? Michael Cerveris?
Yep.
Cerveris?
In Fun Home right now.
He's in Fun Home, yeah, to the end of September 10th, and he was great in that. But you know what I really liked him in also is Assassins.
So good.
Amazing in Assassins.
Yeah. I did a play with him where I had to sit on him while he was naked. Yeah. Yeah. It was called the Vibrator Play.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Vibrator Play. And every night I'd have to undress him, and then he would lay on the ground, and I would be fully clothed, and I'd have to just sit on him. And then the curtain would come down.
It's a good way to get to know someone.
You're welcome for that story.
Was there any dialogue or anything? Or?
In the play? Yeah. Yeah. No, it was just a porn.
It was a dance piece.
Like a porn on Broadway. It was a Broadway
Sounds
porn.
Like an odd cabaret act.
Yeah, exactly.
Sit and curtain. Julia, what was the last... what's the one that influenced you the most?
The first big one?
If you had to pick one.
I was really obsessed with Grease when I was a kid. I really was. I saw it so many times.
No applause.
No applause. There were more applause for Michael Cerveris than there were for Grease in this room. But I appreciate that because he's fantastic. Grease I'll look back on now and I will question why I was so obsessed with it. But I will say I loved it and I just thought it was fantastic.
I've never liked it, and I've watched it a million times.
I'm trying.
Like
to
I will watch it, but I just sit there picking at it because it's so. Yeah. It just something about it seems so amateur, but then also at the same time, it's fun to watch.
You know, I think I liked it was because I was so young watching it. I had no idea what anything meant. So like any reference, any like, oh, she's pregnant, I learned that last year. Like all the plot stuff that was real, like adult or high school, whatever stuff as a kid. I was like, oh, it's flashy and they're dancing and they're singing on bleachers. I can't wait to go to high school.
And yeah, I mean, that prom, that dance sequence on TV, it's like it starts with everybody's kind of fighting over who gets to fuck who.
Yeah.
And then it ends with three dudes, pulling their pants down and showing their asses.
Yeah, I thought it was just some innocent child's
Such
play.
Such fun.
That was so fun.
It's just all kids stuff, that movie.
Yeah. So,
all right.
I apologize for my choice.
It's not a bad choice, I don't think. Especially, you can interpret the question any way you want, because I don't like what's your favorite, what's the most important questions, because I never have a great answer. But Brad, what's your answer?
I would say as far as movie musicals and those that shaped me as a kid, so let us go back a little bit further than Grease the film.
The jazz singer.
The jazz singer, the first one. No. It could have been the Neil Diamond one. Come on, man.
That's right.
And that's a musical.
It was the 80s.
No. I would say really Dr. Doolittle, the Rex Harrison, that musical Dr. Doolittle.
Okay.
You know, that was like a huge bomb at the time. I didn't know it, of course. I was very, very young. But that and that, and that album, was playing that album to death. That and then very soon after was, of course, Willy Wonka. That original, that film as well. Those are, very seminal. And I still, see those films on TV or hear that score. And it brings up all that, fabulous emotional recall that music does. Yeah. I'm sorry.
My phone's making noise. I apologize. That's so rude.
Gotta close those apps.
I butt app or something sometimes in my pocket, and I don't got this thing figured out. But like I said earlier, it's what I use to see what time it is. Again, that's a rude thing to say during your answer. I had to check the time while you were talking. But the people listening don't know that I'm doing that, and the people here
there's a clock right
are riveted.
There.
Yeah, there is.
8:41.
Super
it's
convenient.
So
it's it's been here for 30 shows, I reckon. But that my phone's got. Yeah, that's the same time. So. Do you watch Dr. Doolittle now and go, whoa, or you can't even watch it, so it's just not for you anymore?
I don't sit and watch it through. It's the kind of thing, if it's on and I flip by it, I'll watch it for a little bit. Or
yeah, you hang out until the push me, pull you shows up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the funnest part, or the big snail.
Yeah.
Big snail.
But, I think that, again, it's things that I identified with at that age that sort of turned me on to the whole, the whole musical thing.
Yeah, that's interesting. I imagine Willy Wonka sort of
that did that for me, because there's something about that movie where it's, you know, there's songs constantly, and you even have that one ballad, Cheer Up Charlie, that like I hated as a kid, and now I still, you know.
I thought that was Soup for the longest
time. It's a good bathroom
time.
Break, you know, when that song is on. But there's a Willy Wonka Broadway version coming soon.
There is.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I guess it'll be called, right? Mm-hmm. Or is it Willy Wonka?
Charlie.
Okay. And that's coming soon. And it was on the West End, and I saw it there, but I'll say no more.
Different here.
Right?
Different.
I think so.
Here, yes.
Will be. I hope so.
Will be. Will be. Right, F? Yes, will be.
Laura, what do you got?
I really loved Mary Poppins. You got, like, suffrage. You got, like, votes for women. You got feminism. You have banks crashing.
You got a magical bag.
Right? And you have, like, that acid trip of jumping into the cement, and all of a sudden you're, like, dancing with cartoons. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that
a
movie.
A lot. And then, of course, Julie Andrews being just incredible.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to change my answer to that.
Ugh, much more applause for Julie Andrews, you assholes.
Julie Andrews!
Thank you. Ugh.
I never got into Sound of Music ever.
What?
I know, right?
I was very into that.
Yeah, do a mic drop, do it.
No.
No, I just, for some reason, you know, as a youngster, it felt boring to me.
It's long. It is for sure.
It is long. Yeah. And as an adult, it's got too much Nazi in it for me.
You don't love a Nazi? All right.
But you know what I mean? Wasn't that weird? In the NBC version, which you participated in.
I did. Yeah, my first job ever on Broadway is I played Maria in The Sound of Music when I was 18. And then I did the NBC live version with Carrie Underwood. I played the old lady who he doesn't marry.
She's not old. Don't say that.
She's old.
She
he struggles
mature.
Over the she decision. It's a tight race, I think, between the two of you.
Wait, what? Say what?
I thought you came off pretty great in that. And, but,
oh, thanks.
But what I was going to say, though, is what I didn't like is just you're
Thank
flipping
you
around the channels and you land on American Television Network, and there were giant Nazi flags in that
production. Oh, for sure.
Production.
With just smiling children in front of them, like,
it's,
all blonde.
It's
like,
weird.
What's going on?
Donald Trump
loves it. It's his favorite. It's his favorite.
I only saw 2 minutes of it, but there were banners and children. It was wonderful.
They were all blonde.
I'm going to hire them as my cabinet. Maybe a couple end tables. All right, so...
Because he doesn't know how government works, you see?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
He'll figure it out.
All right, you guys. That was a great round of discussion. And... it's time for Bert Kreischer to turn the show off because I'm about to say, let the games begin!
Yay!
Oh, wow! Oh.
Let the
games begin! I should have sang it, that's what I realized.
Wow,
so,
these are great.
Wow.
Lots of options for you guys tonight. You have to pick a name tag. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after this message from me.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Spotify's new Discover Weekly feature. Discover Weekly allows you to lose yourself every week in the thrill of new music discovery. Your Discover Weekly playlist is 30 songs you didn't know you loved yet. You get a brand new unique playlist every Monday, like a weekly birthday present just for you. The playlist is personalized based on your music taste. The people who know about and use Discover Weekly love it. Dive in and join them. Don't forget to save your favorite tracks on Sundays before your playlist refreshes. Go to Spotify.com/Discover Weekly now to get your playlist.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back.
Oh my God.
Let's start with what's happening?
Yeah.
Throwing food at me? Edibles. Oh, great.
I love you.
Sure.
Wait, you're tossing at him like we're dogs or something.
What if I just caught that like a hacky sack? That would have been fucking incredible.
And the bags are all wet. What is going on, man? Oh, they were in ice. Well, you're such a sweetheart.
Cold.
That's a what? Oh, a gummy bear. Look, one gummy bear in a plastic bag.
Why would you give him just one regular gummy bear?
Look at how much cocaine is on that gummy bear.
What? That is a functioning pipe.
All right, so where were we before food was tossed at us?
Yeah.
Who are you playing for down here, Laura?
I'm playing for Sarah Normal Activity. Look at all that candy on there.
There's some Kit Kat and Twix and M&M's.
And look at your face. You're on here.
I'm on there, yeah. I'm often on the... I think I'm probably on all of them, except for Les Miserables. But great job. Sarah's your name, right, Sarah?
Right here.
There you are. Good job, Sarah. What do you got there?
It's so good.
How would you describe that, Brad?
It's fantastic. All I know is look at this pipe. It's loaded.
Oh, nice.
I didn't even know that when I picked it. But I'm into sort of this sort of Scully fabulous thing. What exactly is the name here? Is the name on the front?
It's Return of Living Paul.
Thank you.
I feel like the viewers should know about the rat inside the mouth.
There's a rat inside
a
mouth of a zombie head.
Right up here.
Missing an eye. And, and then there's lots of pictures of other zombies. And it's in an interesting shape. Is this like so you could... sit comfortably on the train coming in?
Exactly.
Just put your legs through here.
Not very easy to hold, but hey.
I got to get a vine of all of these name tags. Julia, tell us about yours.
This is the Mike Who Shagged Me classic Austin Powers with some light up lights with a battery pack on the back. I'm just very impressed by the technology.
Yeah, that's pretty damn sweet.
Classic.
And, oh, wait, sorry. Alex, go ahead and tell them what yours is.
I'm playing for Les Miserables. It's the best use of kid pics I've ever seen. And that's it.
All right. You don't want to say some more about it while I'm making this
vine? Sure, yeah. I'll say more about it. The sheen on this rivals that of Charlie or Michael. What else? That was off the top of my head. I feel like that was pretty damn good. So the weight of this rivals most... I don't know. I was going to say something about Biggest Loser.
I love it. It's a great one. Everybody, great name tags and great selections. And let's play some games.
Yes.
Woo! Oh, shit. Look at the time.
Yeah. What are you doing there? How do you hold it?
Mine's 1 minute faster than that one right now. All right, here we go. First game. Oh, yeah, you can... Yeah, feel free to put them down.
No, let's go. I'm ready.
Everybody needs to be back in position before I tell them what's going to happen. Don't want to surprise anybody with this. All right, go! Now, here's how it works. This game on a regular episode of Doug Loves Movies is called Doug Loves Musicals because what I do is I just start naming songs from a movie musical. And you guys guess as often you want, just the first person to name the correct movie musical.
Shout it out.
All of these songs, just any time you want to guess, as many times as you want to guess, until we get a right answer, which usually happens at least by the last one. Because many movie musicals have a song in the movie that's the title of the film. So heads up on that.
All right.
What movie musical has the song Cry For Me in it?
Jersey Boys.
Little Shop of Horrors.
No and no.
Cry Baby?
No.
That's a musical.
Remember, it's just people on stage. No audience guesses, please. Where Has the Love Gone? Is also a song in this movie. How about I Found Me?
I Found Thee?
I Found Me.
Me.
I Found Me. I think it goes like this. I Found Me.
Oh, that I found.
Pleased as can be.
I found.
What a lovely day when I find me. Okay, I have Sean Cullen disease all of a sudden.
Something Muppets now. I can't.
There's a song, yeah, it was very Muppety.
Yeah, Something Muppets.
I Found Me Over the Rainbow. There's a song in this movie called Coming.
This isn't a real
C-O-M-I-N-G, Coming. Oh, this is weird timing. There's also a song called Child of Love.
What is this?
What? I have no
It's a movie musical.
It's a movie musical?
Uh-huh. It's also got... Specially Made for Me.
A lot of... It's a selfish
here's,
story.
Yeah. Here's one that might give it away. There's a song in this musical called Speed.
Why would that have given it away?
Because if you saw a musical and a song called Speed in it, you'd like maybe remember it.
Yeah.
How about this song? Show Business. And Show Business is... It's business is spelled B-I-Z-N-E-S-S. Or how about... How to Be a Master.
What is this?
And it's not of a house.
This sounds like nine different musicals.
Oh, this will give it away. There's a song in this musical. It's either called B-I-M or BIM. These people in the audience know it.
I have no idea.
Okay, keep it to yourselves, guys.
I'm embarrassed.
There's another song called Universal Melody. And finally, the apple.
The apple tree. The apple.
The apple is correct.
What is B-I-M?
What's the apple? You added a tree.
I don't know. But people in the audience got it when I said the BIM, B-I-M. It's BIM? And what does that mean? People have BIM marks?
Oh, God.
I've never heard of this.
Never heard of it.
Adam and Eve in the future, and it's supposedly just one of the rottenest musicals ever made.
Oh, cool!
I don't even know who's in it. I've never seen it. But it's called The Apple, and some people love it in a sick way. These guys probably also like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Xanadu. I like the stage version of Xanadu, the musical, the Broadway musical was good. I love this Les Miserables guy. Did you have any idea that you were sitting in front row of a show with all Broadway panelists? That's
also,
so crazy.
The shirt he's wearing.
He's wearing the theme That's just runs good. Throughout. I bet he's got underwear on that has it.
It's Hermione. It says Les Wizard Up.
You're a very special kind of nerd, sir.
My kind of nerd.
All right, this next game, don't be offended by the title. It's just silly. It's called ABCD's Nuts. And the reason it's got the ABC in there is because it's a spelling game. Are you guys good at spelling? You don't have to be good at it. You just have to be like second grade level. I think you'll get you through it. Because basically what it is I've come up with something that I want to spell, and we're going to go through each letter of this thing that I want to spell,
You've played this before, Alex. And the idea is when I get to you, I'll tell you the letter. You don't have to figure it out on your own. And then you just name any movie that begins with that letter, and you're still in the game.
Musical or movie?
A movie.
Cool.
But you can't, you know, you get knocked out if you can't think of something.
But it doesn't have to be a musical. It could just be a movie.
Could just be a movie, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, there's no reason to limit it. Right. But if you say the movie that I've pre-written down when it's your turn, then you win the whole game automatically.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel a strong connection with all of you. I think it's going to happen. So Alex won that last game. So we'll start with you, Alex, and just name the first letter of this phrase. The phrase is the Great White Way, in honor of Broadway. So just you start us off with the letter T. Any movie that begins with the letter T.
Terminator.
Nope, I went with The Sound of Music. Julia H.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
No!
Did you pick that?
Hairspray. E, Brad. Any movie that begins with E. Doesn't have to be a musical.
Eraserhead.
Okay. Which, now that you're saying it out loud, great idea for a musical.
Probably, right?
Yeah. I went with Enchanted.
Oh, good, yeah. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
G for you, Laura.
Gigi.
Gigi. I went with Grease 2. All right, Alex, bring it home with R.
Rock of Ages.
That is the one I wrote down. All right, so Alex wins, but this game's too fun to stop. Another E for Julia.
Oh, no. He's
hard. It's tough, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to. You can give up.
Can I just say Euro trip?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's first thing in my head.
I went with Everyone Says I Love You.
Oh, obscure.
Yeah, that wow. Woody Allen weirdness.
It's a deep cut.
Julia Roberts was one of our greatest singers. A is the next letter for Brad.
A chorus line.
Yo, that's a good one.
Nice.
I went with Absolute Beginners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. T, Laura.
Terminator?
I said The Singing Detective.
What is that?
Oh, you haven't seen Singing Detective?
No.
The BBC miniseries was awesome, and then the movie they made with Mel Gibson and some other people wasn't as good.
Isn't it also Pennies from Heaven? The Steve Martin.
Yeah, same. Same dude
sort of,
wrote
right.
both of those things. And
right.
Yeah. W is your letter there, Alex.
Waterworld. The musical.
Another great idea for a musical.
Just call them the musical. We could do it.
Yeah.
It's all day.
I went with Walk the Line.
Yeah,
H, Julia, do it. I know you got it.
Did I say Hairspray this time?
I don't repeat them, but that would be funny to do.
Holiday Inn.
Oh, it's going to open here on Broadway in a few months. I went with How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Ah, classic.
Now Brad's going to get this next one. I. Movie that begins with I. A musical if one happens to come to you.
I'm going to get this?
If one comes into your head.
Sadly, right now, nothing.
Your beautiful skull.
I.
You just got to wait for it to come into you. You don't want it to go into something else. You want it to go into you.
I have no idea what's going on right now. I have absolutely no idea what's
going
on.
You think I know what's going on?
I'm trusting that you do. Someone's got to be flying the plane. Jeez. Why am I having...
The audience knows what's going on.
This is so sad.
No, it's all right. It's kind of a tricky thing because you start saying I out loud and you're making the wrong I
right,
sound.
And I want to go like with in or im or... In.
guys are terrible. You're like that Kristen Wiig character who can't, you know, keep a secret. Into the woods. Just say into the woods.
I apologize. I apologize. There are various things that have gone into this day that have obviously left some brain cells unable to participate in this evening's
event. It's your day off. Yeah, enjoy it.
Into the woods. Into the woods, of course. Boo.
Laura, do you have a tea?
The King and I?
Yeah, that's a good one. I enjoyed that Lincoln Center revival, but I went with the Apple.
Sure.
I think Alex is going to get this next one. E.
No,
I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But I do have one.
Okay.
Eat, pray, love.
Yeah. That begins with
beautiful,
E.
Did someone
just say fuck
Finally,
you?
Finally, you came up with...
Fuck you.
That's the first one that's come up that I haven't had the urge to say that should be a musical. We already heard Julia Roberts sing. I went, you know, it's kind of tricky because a number begins with the letter E, and that's 8 Mile. 8 Mile.
Oh. Yeah.
W for Julia.
W.
Slam Dunk It.
And I should have Slam Dunk It. I'm thinking a musical should Slam Dunk It.
Yeah. All you got to do is come up with a W that's been referenced already tonight.
Oh, no.
Let's make it more embarrassing than you can.
That's much more embarrassing. Reference tonight. I have one, but it wasn't referenced tonight. Is it so obvious that I'm just... Oh, Willy Wonka!
Full title?
I got that from
title.
Your dancing.
Full title.
Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory. Yeah, Jesus Christ. If I messed that up.
I love this game. Do, 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 do. Do, do. A for Brad.
Another A, another A.
Mm-hmm. A. This might be one of my favorite movie musicals of all time, and it's never been done on stage. It's just a movie musical. It begins with A.
Anchors Away. No. No, Anchors Away. American in Paris already was done. Well, I already had an answer, right? Anchors Away.
Oh, yeah.
Which is that
That's your answer.
Yes.
Yeah, I with All That Jazz.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites, too.
Really,
yes.
Really
great film.
Great movie, yeah. Not just as a musical, like everything else about it's great as well. It's really,
really
does,
good movie.
Does a lot of things well. And why?
I've been thinking, I can't
You've been
think
thinking ahead?
Anything. Yeah.
And nothing begins with why?
There's no movie that begins with why. What about literally at all? I can't, what? I don't know.
Julia has a guess.
Yeah. I do.
And it's a good one.
What is it?
Yentl?
That's correct. Yeah!
Yes. All right, there's one movie that begins with a Y.
It's a lot easier when the pressure's not on you. It's not your turn, you come up with the answer. I like it. This is another game where I'm going to come straight at you individually. It's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And since you've already caught on to my little game of that everything's a movie musical, I'll say for this next game, for the most part, they are. They have something to do with Broadway, all of these movies. But who won that game officially, Alex? So we'll start with Alex, but we'll go in a different order. We'll go to Alex, and then Laura, and then Brad, and Julia. And you get to steal if the person next to you doesn't get the right answer. I'll say a tagline from the poster or an advertisement for a motion picture, and you guys have to guess what movie it's for. We start with Alex. This is the tagline for this movie. All the excitement, the glamour, the tenderness, the music of the greatest entertainment of our time. I don't know how that haiku got past whoever made the decision, but It doesn't seem like a great tagline.
Yeah, I'm gonna just.
What would you think that was for?
Moulin Rouge.
Oh, that's a great guess. No.
Okay.
Laura, you have any guess of what is the glamour, the tenderness, the music, greatest entertainment of our time?
I do not.
Okay, Brad.
Is it like That's Entertainment?
Oh, that's a great guess. I like those movies. There's two of them.
Yeah, three of them.
Three? That's Entertainment 3? Yeah. The legend continues.
No.
Julia, anything?
Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah. All the excitement, the glamour, the tenderness, the music
tenderness.
Of the greatest beard-touching entertainment of our time.
Bear-touching?
Beard.
Beard-touching.
Beard.
It's a Godspell reference.
The greatest beard-touching entertainment of our time. You have a guess? Someone just said it out loud. And it was into a microphone.
This is so shameful. I'm so embarrassed.
I'd like to steal.
It was for the movie version of Godspell. Thought I'd sneak that one past
you. Oh, that's embarrassing.
But there's no way to know what movie they're describing there. I mean, I agree that that's what that movie was. It's definitely all the excitement, the glamour, and the tenderness.
Excitement,
the
glamour,
music,
tenderness.
The greatest entertainment.
If they said, like, fountain dancing, then I would have gotten it.
This next one should be a little more specific and easier to try to figure out. And we start with Alex again. What movie musical had the tagline, "The happiest sound in all the world"?
Right. The Sound of Music.
That's correct.
Yeah!
Laura, which movie had the tagline, "Take Notes"?
Wait, what? I don't understand what's happening.
I apologize at this kid. I didn't know that I was planning this that greatly, that the audience would just sit and laugh at everybody for not understanding very confusing things. But the tagline was "Take Notes," and it's a movie musical. According to me, some people would argue it's not a musical. What'd you say?
I said I don't know.
No guess? Okay. Brad?
School of Rock.
That's right.
Never heard of it. You're beautiful, Laura.
All right. So she is beautiful. You're right, lady in the audience. All right. Starting with you, Julia.
Okay.
This holiday season, be Italian.
This holiday season, be Italian?
Yeah.
Be Italian. That's a song. Nine?
Nine is correct.
Hey! College!
Things are really heating up in this game. All right, Alex gets this next one. The girl who became the greatest show in show business. And it's not that one about the twins who are conjoined.
Nope. One more time.
Yeah, I know what one it was. I didn't say it out loud because... All right. The girl who became the greatest show in show business.
Gypsy. Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, Gypsy.
Double golf.
Laura?
Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for.
Oh, you couldn't have given me Gypsy.
That's what's funny about this is it's, I don't control the timing of it.
I know. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Let's narrow it down for you a little bit. What you need to do is just think really hard and let it just go into your head.
I literally.
I'm feeling so much better about myself.
I did preface this by saying I don't know anything about musicals or movies. Go into your head. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
I don't know. I pass. I don't know.
Oh, wait, no, I gotta steal again on this?
It's true. You gotta jump in.
I'll jump in.
I love that he's been saying to her, just guess. Just say something. Say the name of a musical.
I finally know it. It's Into the Woods.
Better than a running gag.
I'm pretty sure when I was saying into your head to Brad to get him to say Into the Woods, Laura was just thinking about what the next thing might be.
I was thinking about the letter Y.
All right. Where are we at? Oh, okay. Brad gets a point. Ooh, this is really getting tight. Julia?
Last place.
You have a point.
Woo! I have 0 points.
I got you.
An adventure as big as life itself.
Big Fish?
That's right.
Holy shit!
And while the movie wasn't a musical, but I had to throw it in because that's where Brad and Alex met each other, is performing in Big Fish.
Actually,
that's amazing.
Actually, if we're going to be factual, Brad
not
and I
true.
Met in Philadelphia.
Sorry, Gramercy Theater.
Brad and I met in Philadelphia doing a musical actually titled, Brad?
Stars of David.
Stars of David.
Oh, was it a guy named David who had throwing stars
yeah,
and he got into fights?
David.
He was a ninja.
We were paid in sour bulls.
Oh, yeah. It was.
But no, we met there, but then soon after did
we
Big
did
Fish.
Big Fish
yes,
after
soon
that.
After. Yes.
Yeah, and I, well, by all accounts, Big Fish was a really fun show that just didn't get a fair shake. So.
Thanks, Les Miserables.
All right, so Julia got that. So, we got a three-way tie plus another person. There's no reason to make a big thing out of it. But Alex can take this whole thing home right now. In fact, whoever gets this next one right is the winner of this game. Even you, Laura.
Nope, that's not true. That's not mathematically possible.
We'll give it to you.
Alex... he's gonna party like it's 1985.
The Wedding Singer.
That is right.
That's good.
Good, Alex. Good.
But yeah, if my research is right, one of you is in a production of each and every one of those that we just played.
That's correct.
I was, and I didn't get literally anything.
But that's you're moving forward. You're not just dwelling. You're just going on to the next thing.
Thinking about a lot of things.
Stay in the moment.
Yeah, and you're really going to hate this next game, probably. But it might, I don't know, it might be right for you. We'll see.
Is it napping?
Try it on, see if it fits.
Napping? Is that napping?
Everybody lie down, whoever can go to the sleep the fastest. I would love that challenge.
This
I would
is a great game.
Like if they could hook something up to you so they'd know for sure when you're asleep.
Right. Hit REM, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you have to get that deep into it. Getting all the way to REM. Sometimes REM will wake me up like, oh, I'm REMing. I
feel like we're talking about two different things.
No, there's a song about ramming, and then there's a song called Child of Love. All right, so... Lots of good cartoon laughs in the crowd tonight. Okay, so... This is the final game of the evening. It's going to determine who wins the prize bag. Don't be sad. There'll be more games to come in the future. But you know what? Really quick, should we throw some donuts? So here's the idea, you guys. People bring donuts. Like, tell them don't bring donuts. They bring donuts. And especially when Duncan is right fucking next door. And we throw them back at the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want? Can you grab some there, Alex, and pass them out to Laura and Brad and Julia, and I'm going to open this big one right here. There's 0 grams of trans fat in these, you guys, so if you catch more than one, be sure to eat them right away and also have another meal tonight before you go to bed. They hold up their name tags because I would like to hit Tom Hanks in the puss. Just try to hit that green mile sign if you can.
Who, me or Julia? Julia.
What's that?
Hit the green mile sign and
no,
the fuss.
Oh, yeah, the just pressure's on.
I'll show you how, like this.
Okay. Okay, ready?
Throw the coconut.
I just killed
the girl. Friendly fire, friendly fire.
I killed a human being.
Oh. Hey, no deflecting.
I'm so sorry.
That guy totally blocked it. Don't block it. I want to hit Tom Hanks.
I killed someone.
All right. I'm going to try.
You hit her so hard.
I want to hit it so bad and then yell Hanks for nothing.
I got so excited.
Go ahead, Brad.
Oh! Third time's a charm.
Hey!
Maybe if I underhand it, I'll do better.
Oh.
Put the signs up because you can't catch it if you're holding a sign up. Okay.
I want to go really deep. I want to go deep.
I'm going to...
Balcony!
I'm going to go balcony.
I'm going to underhand it. I'm going to make it nice and underhand. Whee! There
that
we
is
go.
A nice
there
toss.
There we go. That's better.
I want to try that again. It seems like a kind of a flimsy... that's like a carnival game. It won't even fit in there. Up in the sound booth, put your kombucha away. I knocked a kombucha off of the sound booth one time.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Hurt my arm so much.
Are you all satisfied? Do you want to do another one?
Yeah.
Here you
I'll
go.
I'll do one more.
Wait, I want to go as far. That guy gave me I'll the high more. Sign over there. I'm going to go for the farthest I've ever thrown.
This one's a messy one.
Oh! Yeah, oh, Julia.
Lovely underhander.
I'm trying to be gentle because I killed someone earlier.
I hit an airplane out of a guy's hand. All right, thank you for bringing the donuts. Thank you for letting us throw them at you. Lawsuit? Great. Can't wait for it.
I don't know my own strength.
We got to put up signs now. You might get hit in the face with a donut.
That's why we're here.
So be ready.
You got it, man.
Oh, the balcony is not going hungry. All right, so this game is called How High Can You Get?
Oh, boy.
We're going to pass Brad's name tag around, and we're all going to take hits off of it. May I have another Cheetos and soda if someone's listening? Here's how it works. And wait, who won that last one? Alex again? Alex is dominating today. But I feel this next game is going to be Laura's, if I had to predict. So we're going to start with you, Alex. And then we'll go down the line to the opposite order, to Julia and Brad and Laura. And how high can you get is a game where we do rounds of, it's all musicals all the time. That's the category. Oh, thank you so much for the beverage. I thought for a second I saw your.
Yeah.
I thought someone was going to throw more food at me. Again, I got to just throw in one more. Maybe I'll do one at the end, too. But the Gramercy Theater has been really great for this show and all of us. Just knowing that Adam Levine stood on this stage, it just gives me goosebumps.
I can see so, that.
The first round, you have to name a musical. And you can start thinking ahead if you want. In the first round, each of you has to name a musical that is only one word in the title. These are movie musicals, not on stage. But we've said a lot of them tonight, so there's a lot to pick from. And then everyone who successfully gets to that round has to name a movie musical that is two words in the title. Yeah. And then 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then it'll be hilarious if we get to 9. Because that's the name of a... Okay. So start us off, Alex. A musical with one word in the title.
Movie musical.
Movie musical.
Cabaret.
Yes. Excellent choice. Life is one, old chum. Julia?
Oliver.
Not to be confused with Oliver and Company, which I think did have songs in it and could be somebody's three-word. Brad?
Can't let the evening go by without mentioning Showgirls!
Yeah!
Can we say ones that have already been said?
What?
Can we say ones that have already been said or no?
That'd be weird. Then what? Everyone would just say Oliver.
All right. No. I mean that we said in the past.
Early. Oh, no. Hopefully that's a roadmap to success.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I just said one right before you all said yours and nobody said it yet.
All right. So Grease.
Yeah, Grease.
Yeah.
Grease. Very good. All right. And we shift the starting point around each time. So Julia starts the round of two.
With two?
Mm-hmm.
Funny Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brad.
Hello, Dolly.
Yeah. Hello, Dolly.
I've got a kind of a cough, so I thought I could do it pretty good right now. Laura.
The Wiz.
How come you weren't in that one?
Because I'm white.
What's the next one going to be? Do you know?
Hairspray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That'll be a fun one to watch like that, I think.
Sure.
I think Fox really blew it open with Grease the way they...
Agreed.
They actually got audience
cool.
in there, but the audience didn't get any of the jokes.
No.
Like, there's no laughter, but at least there's an energy.
Sure.
Like, The Wiz is just like, these guys are in a lonely-ass forest. They're belting for no one. All right. Who's it on? Alex.
For two.
Two-worder.
The Producers.
Wait, how do you know it's on you?
Because Laura just went.
I just went.
Okay, cool. The Producers.
The Producers.
Yeah, yeah. Which I saw Brad Oscar in that particular
show. Yeah!
All right, we're up to three and starting with Brad. Three title, three word.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, really? Do you think, really?
You can really say it.
He's ready.
Into the woods. the rule of three, the rule of three.
The Music Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was my...
Oh, we're in trouble.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. School of Rock.
Damn it! I don't know why I thought I was safe going with School of Rock after The Music Man with you.
Not here to make friends, Julia.
Oh, boy. I feel like...
You don't have a three-worder?
The Lion King!
Yay!
It's a fun... I've played this game before, and it's a fun process to just be just thinking of titles
it's
and
hard.
Find the one that's three words. Oh, no, that one's too long. How to succeed in business without really... All right, we're up to four, Laura.
Not Brad? Isn't it Brad's turn?
No. Or wait, he went first that last round with the Into the Woods thing.
Oh, sure. Oh, The King and I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it's four. Count on your fingers. It's four.
I don't know if this was a movie. I know it's a musical. So I'm just going to say it because I don't give a shit.
Well, you've been winning. You're dominating okay. the whole night. Don't throw it away on a whim.
It's... I'm just going to go out on a limb because it's my mom's favorite musical.
Okay.
The Me Nobody Knows.
Yeah!
All right! It's a...
Support.
I know it's a musical. I'm not sure if it's a movie musical.
It's not a movie.
Yeah, I don't think they ever made that into a movie.
Well, then I'm
out
there.
I love movies, and especially musicals. So, no, I don't think it's been made into a movie. And no one here is disputing that. So, sorry, Alex.
That's okay.
But it was a tribute to your mom. Which is beautiful.
That's a good way to go out.
It's really sweet.
For your mom.
It's really beautiful that you...
Thank you very, very much.
It's really
much.
Beautiful that you did that dumb thing for your mother. Yeah.
But it's about time you lose, so...
go ahead there,
The Sound
Julia.
Of Music.
The Sound of Music.
Hey.
Me Nobody Knows is a movie.
Shh, shh, shh.
It is.
Oh, wait, what? I thought he was just yelling something random.
1980 TV movie.
TV movie. Sorry, pal.
Oh.
Yeah, good try.
I feel good, though.
Take that over to Doug Loves TV and we'll deal with it. I didn't even know they ever made TV movie musicals that weren't like, you know, Rankin and Bass. What'd you say? Whose turn is it?
Sound of Music.
The Unsinkable Molly Brown.
Yes!
Are we still on four?
It's a fun euphemism for bowel movements. Did you do four already, Laura?
I did four, yeah.
Okay, so now we're on to five, and we start with Julia because Alex is out. Yeah, you got to start using your fingers when we get to five.
Did you see that? You saw that? Walt Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yay! Yay!
I knew it would work for me at some point.
Yeah, you come up short a lot, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
God damn it.
Oh,
you could throw yours in for fun at the end.
I had a four. It's good.
Oh, yeah. What's your four?
That Thing You Do.
Ooh.
I'm having trouble. Five, 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 five.
I just thought of a five, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm getting six and sevens, but I'm not getting
sixes.
I'm all at sixes and sevens. I don't know. Is there a clock that's gonna go any second? I don't know.
I make a noise with my mouth.
I want to stay in.
It's usually
your
out of time.
I want to stay in. I want to stay in. I'm trying to think. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. My mother's favorite film. My mother's favorite film. Oh,
and that's really confusing with all those sevens in a five-word title.
Yeah.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
No, yeah, that movie's... Right? But then we got something for the next round. The movie's is called Willy Wonka.
Johnny Depp version.
That's a musical?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, I agree with you. Settle down.
Exactly.
All right. She's good then. She's good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's how bad they feel for me.
So Brad has to do six now.
Oy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How about?
It's so funny what you're missing right now.
Six and seven.
Yeah. Yeah, now where are they? No. 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 Yeah, no.
Ooh, I got an eight.
Six.
Tap out.
Oh, well, Willy Wonka and the Factory. Wow. Yes. Thank you.
You're up.
You got there. You got there.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have one, Laura?
No. Why waste the people's time?
It's tough, right?
With all my thinking.
Oh, man. I can't believe we glossed over Chitty Chitty Bang Bang when we were in the fives.
Ooh. Fours?
Fours.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Bang.
The sequel? Two? Chitty Chitty. Chitty Chitty. Bang,
chittier.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Julia?
I don't know. I know Shuffle Along is a long title, but I think that's like 12 words.
And that's not a movie.
Shuffle
been,
Along.
Is that a movie? That's
no,
not a movie, though.
I'm just, I give up.
Birdman wasn't a musical. But that had a lot of words
is
in
that
it.
Is that one word?
Wait, so who's the winner? Brad won? Let's hear it for Brad, everybody.
I won because of you.
Yeah, I figured out how to succeed in business without really trying is a good one for later.
Right, a funny
and
thing happened on the way to the forum.
Sixes are hard.
What's the longest musical title anybody can think of?
Shuffle Along, I think.
A funny thing happened on the way to the forum?
That's
yeah,
probably
forum.
About the same as business. Sunday in the Park with George is a good one. That wasn't a movie, though.
Sunday in the Park with George, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't care where you're from.
Wait a second. Is Sunday in the Park with George a movie?
Who, huh?
Is Sunday in the Park
apologize.
With George a movie?
Was Grease 2 a musical?
Yeah.
Sweeney Todd. Sweeney Todd, the Bigger, Longer, and Fleet Street.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
a long one.
Those are good songs.
All right, you guys.
It's hard.
I think we're all pretty much experts.
Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Now. Yeah, that's a long one.
Yeah.
Sure. Sweet Charity or How I Learned to Love the War and Stop Worrying About the Bomb. Yeah, there's a lot of long ones. All right, let's give the prizes to the person that Brad was playing for. Your elaborate zombie thing, Paul, worked out for you. It got picked and you get all that stuff.
The more you get.
And he probably wants his name tag back, too. The edibles and the pipe, yeah, you always bring
that's
stuff.
So
you're too generous. He says the pipe is for me, so hang on, let me tear that off of there. I don't think I'm going to be able to. Could you do it? He's going to do it. All right, thank you. Good job, Brad. Good job, everybody. That was super fun.
And then you have to read this, right?
Uh-huh. I'm going right. to, do you want the candy bars on there?
No, thank you.
You picked it, so you got to keep that stuff
no,
if you
okay.
want. You're good?
You can have it, yeah.
All right. I don't want it. I'll throw them. Good idea.
Don't you want me to throw them? I'll kill someone.
Just
again.
Throw stuff at us. They can't wait for the 12 guests of Christmas because there's going to be 12 people throwing shit at them. But Laura, what's coming up for you? What can you plug at this part of the show?
I just have a bunch of concerts coming up, and then I'm thank you, one person. And then some TV stuff that I can't talk about yet.
Ooh.
Nice.
I'm smelling a third sister on Supergirl.
she's the tired one.
Oh, thanks, dude. She's look at this like, thing. This is crazy. Cool. Scary. Like, I can't smoke out of that. I'll freak out. Jesus. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really
thanks
appreciate it. Laura Benanti, everybody. Brad is in Something Rotten 8 times a week.
8 times a week. St. James Theater, West 44th.
It's the name of the show, not a critique.
Exactly, yes. Very brave to name a show Something Rotten.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
And it worked. It's yes. such a... I'm always looking at the, you know, grosses for shows because I worry the ones I like are going to close. Yeah. And you guys, okay. it does really well, and I'm happy for you. It's
thank
fun.
You. Thank
super
you.
Fun. And... anything else you got coming up that you can't tell us about?
Just vacation. Don't come see the show next week. I'll be in this week, but don't come see the show next week.
Okay, skip it next week.
But then I'm back.
Yeah, no. Numbers are going to plummet. Show's going to close before he gets back.
Yeah. No, God forbid.
Terrible strategy.
No. I'm sticking around. Hopefully we're going to run through the year at least, and it's great fun. And you know what I like about it, too, is I think it's a musical for people who think they hate musicals, too, as well as Shakespeare. Oh, yeah. Because it's sort of,
It drove me crazy, you know, like you run into a lot of people when Book of Mormon came out going, oh, it's great for a musical, you know, those people. And they drove me crazy because it's like, no, you're just loving a musical. Like it has a lot of the tropes and a lot of things that musicals all have, but it's also hilarious, and so is Something Rotten. So see it if you guys get the chance. Yeah. For reals. Thank you. Julia, what do you got coming up? You got lots of YouTube stuff people can look at,
right? Yeah, lots of concerts and things. Recently released a show, Brooklyn Sound. You can go to visitbrooklynsound.com. It's a lot of fun. I promise you'll like it. I don't know if you like it, but it's on the internet, so go watch it.
Nice.
And, TD Bank, baby.
Free pens.
I've been using hotel pens way too much. I'm going to get a TD Bank pen.
They're everywhere.
Go to town with that. Did I get your name tag from you?
I have.
Oh, there it is. Cool. Julia Madison, everybody. And Alex Brightman is going to be in the show until October?
November.
Oh, November. November 6th. So get in there.
Get in there.
I mean, see it after he's gone if you have to, but see it while he's there if you can.
Still a good show.
Yeah. It's a really fun show.
Thanks, man.
Because there's so many movie adaptations come along. It's a really loud walkie-talkie. I was worried something's really going down. But I don't know what I was saying, and nobody cares. I'm just trying to find these shitheads. And you can't talk about what's coming up for you after it? After November?
I'm going to Vegas, and then I'm going to go just for fun, and then I'm going to go to Punta Cana just for fun, and then I'm going to write a bunch of things, and one with this thing right here, this beautiful, beautiful thing here. We're writing a pilot together, and a whole bunch of stuff like that. A lot of TV watching I can't talk about.
Stranger Things on Netflix.
So good. All done.
So good.
All done.
So good.
All done. Waiting for season 2. Can't wait.
All right, Alex Brightman, everybody. And, you know, thank you again to the Gramercy Theater. I knew I'd get one more in. And also just to these four people for making my little dream come true of having really super talented Broadway people on this stage to show you how also funny they are. They don't even have to sing and dance to entertain you. And let's say their names one more time. Laura Benanti, Brad Oscar, Julia Madison, and Alex Brightman. And as always, 18 months of presidential campaigns to basically be decided by Ohio and Florida is a shithead. These are all really gooey. I don't know how you got them so melted, Paul. Yeah, they still want them. It's amazing. That girl is really into it. Yeah, that guy gave them to her. Good. Okay. Tom Brady is a soft-sacked shithead. And you can come back and get your name tags if you want them back. There you go. And finally, and thanks again, everybody. Any person at any given time in Times Square is a shithead.
Once again, today's show is brought to you in part by Spotify's Discover Weekly. Discover Weekly allows you to lose yourself every week in the thrill of new music discovery. Your Discover Weekly playlist is 30 songs you didn't know you loved yet. You get a brand new, unique playlist every Monday, personalized to your taste. Go to Spotify.com/Discover Weekly now to get your playlist.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart